It's time for Banter with the Boys.
Welcome back to Banter with the Boys. Fast laps. Things are happening off camera as always up here, but don't worry, the mics are always running. Anyway, you guys knew that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Sweet.
Oh, God.
All right, let's just move on then. Sweet. Awesome. I got that out of the way. Housekeeping stuff. That was it. Kev's here behind the cameras. Hi, Kev. We
Hi, Kev.
Introduced him last, so I figured we'll introduce him first this time. So, Mike.
Wow, way to throw him for a twister. Look at him. Keep him guessing.
Yep, every keep week. Every
Hi,
week.
I'm back. Hello.
Mike's back.
I'm very
He's got,
excited
wearing
to be
an Aston
here.
Hat this week.
I'm wearing my Aston hat. Of course I'm wearing my Aston hat.
Big Lance Stroll fan.
Yeah, obviously.
In the
I almost. I couldn't find the Aston Martin hat. I was going to wear
is
that one.
Is that just a team hat or is that a driver hat?
It was. Just, no, it's a hat that he made
no,
me.
No, I'm saying
for,
that one.
Oh, this one? This
yeah,
is just a
Fernando
team
hat? No, okay.
Yeah.
Just a team hat.
Just a team hat. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's good.
All right. Joe, you dialing your mom? Oh, he's calling her right now.
Hello, 911.
Oh.
They're being mean to me again.
It happens every week.
The 911 operator, Joe, you can't keep calling us.
You're a little late this week with the call. All right, anyway, that landed. You're wearing
yeah,
the orange hat this
it
week.
It took like 20 seconds. You guys were talking, so for 20 seconds I was looking at my phone as if it takes me that long to dial back.
I was saying, hey, like, what is
you
he
know
doing?
What? That should make us feel good. That's how long it took him to contemplate whether he should do it or not.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, you still landed on the wrong answer. Dumb.
Yeah, it was. No, you're right. It was dumb. It was 100%.
Anyway, welcome, Joe.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Yep.
It was a good race.
It was a great
really,
race.
Really fun race to watch.
Wild race.
Wild
A lot of interesting
race.
Stuff. You know, Carlos Sainz winning the race. A lot of weird things happening.
What?
A lot of weird things happening. Yeah.
A lot of weird
Wait,
stuff
Did we watch the same race?
Not the same
yeah,
one.
Yeah, him being, you know, knighted at the end of the race.
Yeah.
Crazy. We really
Carlos
didn't
Sainz
watch the same race.
No. Yeah, it was wild. Carlos Sainz's dad just punched MBS in the face.
No, yeah, that's what we meant by signs. It was actually Carlos Sainz Sr.
Oh, Carlos Sainz
Sr.
Yeah. won the race. That makes more sense to me, actually.
Yep. Anyway, nonsense is over. Kev, let's head right into our British recap.
And we're live.
That was great. Oh, Joe, I just, oh, God. All right, anyway, where are we at here?
I love Silverstone. I love this race.
It's a great
It's such
track.
A fun race. It is a really fun track. I like it a lot. It never fails to, I mean, I feel like the percentage for safety cars is like 60%. Like, just year by year, it's just super
Doesn't
high.
Doesn't surprise me.
And the wet always, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah. Always helps make
up. I knew George Russell wouldn't be on the podium. He finished, though. He hasn't finished two of the last three.
That's true. That's
true. Before this one. And that's why I didn't put him on the podium. But
yeah,
he still didn't do it.
I put him on my podium, and that was just to keep the British dream alive. I could have, I guess, put Behrman on the podium.
Hey,
but
you never know.
He's also, he has now finished one, but beforehand he hadn't finished an F1 race at Great Britain.
Can he not carry the torch from Lewis? Is he going to be a Mercedes
Behrman
driver in 2026?
Oh, Russell?
Russell.
Russell. I think, come on, man. There's no way he's not driving for Mercedes next year. There's just no way.
Well, Mercedes is going to get Verstappen, and then Red Bull is going to steal Piastri from... You know, McLaren.
Yep. Because Piastri wants to go to Red Bull right now, for sure. Red Bull's
definitely
the place to be.
God, wouldn't it be crazy if we do get, like, three straight seasons or something of, like, just McLaren?
Oh,
I don't want three straight seasons of McLaren dominance, but at least three straight seasons of...
Hold on, calm down.
Let me finish the thought. I have the floor.
No, sure.
Anyway.
Go ahead.
Dang it, now I can't remember the thought.
I'll let you finish.
Just great battles between Piastri and Norris. If it's going to be like this, as far as, you know, racing for the WDC for the next couple of years, sign me up, but for, you know.
I obviously, I'm a McLaren fan. I love that they're having their dominance arc right now. But I do want to see them fighting other teams, like... I don't love the Max Verstappen effect, no matter who's getting hit with it. Sure. It is nice, at least, that it's not a single person. It is two people.
Well, not just, he's your favorite driver. That's
two,
right.
It's not... Okay. It's two people, not just a single person. McLaren were bad at the start of last season. Bad. Not straight seasons of dominance, right? So far this year, 100%
dominance. If we were to see now, like, the next 3 years or something.
I don't think
but
so.
But now next year's a...
It's like a toss up. A lot of people think McLaren are going to come out of the gate swinging. I hope they do. I doubt it's going to be with the level of dominance they're having now, though. I feel like they put so much into this. I'm worried they put so much into this year's car that next year's car might be a tiny bit lacking, but we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Just like Kick Sauber probably will come out swinging next year, right? I mean, Audi.
I mean, Kick won't, yeah.
McLaren, anyway. Okay, so let's do the reverse of what we've been doing. So might as well just stay on McLaren, pure dominance from McLaren. I mean,
remember that rant I had? Was it last race? It was Austria?
Oh, yes, yeah. It was last week. Yeah, we were all here for it.
I'll just kind of... We didn't even buckle up for that. Copy and paste, right? Podcast to podcast. They were in a league of their own. Truly, no one was racing them the entire time. I mean, they had Max to deal with at the start, but once he spun, it was over. It was just a McLaren race. Yep. And then at one point... And in fact, it wasn't even a McLaren race. It was like a Piastri race, and then it was a Norris race, and that was pretty much it.
Yep.
They didn't even get next to each other to really fight that much. And then, yeah, they had, I think, at the end of the race, like a 20-second gap, maybe.
I thought it was like 28 seconds.
It was a healthy chunk. It was a Max Verstappen chunk.
I mean, okay, we have some conversation to have about some of the drivers, our podium, more or less, but I'll just, we'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it.
Norris's first home win, an super amazing hype feat, super, super hyped, driving an almost flawless race. I honestly think
Car was going nuts.
I honestly think that the one issue for his race was that he had a bad pit stop, but that was pretty much it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he went off once. I think he was pretty stable the entire time. Piastri, unfortunately, when it first happened, I think I was defending him a little more. After sleeping on it, watching it a few more times, I definitely think he was probably in the wrong there. Not even probably. I definitely think he was in the wrong there. That was pretty dangerous. Not just seeing Max kind of like jump forward him, but also seeing Nico get up close to him too. Like, that was, it was dangerous. It was wet. Like, no one could see in front of them. So a car all of a sudden being there, it was bad for him, unfortunately. And it cost him the win. This is his third year. He will learn. I understand why he's upset, because like he said, he did the same thing, just it was under different conditions. And I think the commentator said at one point, if it was in the dry,
maybe they probably wouldn't have been a penalty.
I think I asked Mike this. I'd love to hear your take. Do you think it was too severe, the penalty that he got? A 10 seconds?
Yeah.
And two penalty points on his license.
Yeah, honestly, I do. I think 10 seconds is a little much for that. I don't know. It's tough because, you know, Max, when he restarts, is so disgustingly good at it that it feels illegal. But I feel like he does such a good job that it's just not. So I feel like Oscar tried and it just didn't work out. Do I have something on my face?
No, you're good.
Oh, okay. I feel like you looked at me weird.
No, I just moved away from the
room for a second. All right, cool.
So...
did I answer the question?
No, yeah, definitely. Oh. Yeah, you basically said you don't think I deserved it. I think it was a little too harsh. We made the comparison of last year China Stroll hitting Danny from the rear and getting the exact same penalty, 10 seconds, two penalty points.
Yep.
No one hit each other, but it was still a very dangerous move. The penalty points seem a little wild to me. Because, yes, it was a dangerous move, but he didn't hit anyone.
Yeah.
A collision was not caused. A 10-second penalty, I think I can probably be more okay with. But at the same time, I also would have been okay with a 5-second. So maybe they just defaulted to what happens when you make an infringement under safety car. Right. And that's just... And you know what? Can't really be angry at that, I guess. So you were going to say something.
Yeah, so... What's interesting is that I have been seeing a lot of F1 fans, and even like I've seen some comments coming out from drivers and like team principals and stuff like that talking about the penalty, and the general echo that I've been hearing is everyone saying it was too harsh. Everyone has been like, "Oh, this was bad. He shouldn't have taken 10 seconds. Maybe 5 seconds would have been a more suitable penalty. He should have gotten a penalty for what he did, but 10 seconds felt a little severe." Something that we're going over is, like, I feel like of all the people who are, like, you know, upset or happy that, you know, Oscar got the penalty. It really only affected Lando and Oscar. Those are the only two who it had any effect on.
Oh, for sure.
And I feel like McLaren, in a way, were kind of happy that he got 10 seconds and not 5. Because if he got a 5-second penalty,
chance for more
when
fight.
They came out, when they both had finished their pits, they were 5-point-something seconds away from each other. If it was a 5-second penalty, they would have been tenths from each other.
Yep.
And we know that Oscar was mad. He was super mad. He was driving angry, and Lando wants to win this race more than anything. Those drivers would have been driving out of their mind, doing whatever they could to win that race, and I think that that is the breeding ground for a crash to happen.
And Hülkenberg could have won.
And Hülkenberg could have won! Okay, that's beside the point.
Crazy.
But I feel like McLaren is taking a sigh of relief, whew. Thank God they didn't get to fight each other. Because if they did, there was a good chance that I think they might have even have crashed.
This is where the season is going. And it's going to be a battle between these two the whole way. Max probably won't have a chance to catch them at this point, especially with where the car's at.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But so this could just be two drivers on the same team battling it out for the change. Oh, God. It would still be a great, great race.
Yeah.
As a fan. Towards the end. Jeez.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was just going to echo the same thing pretty much.
Yeah.
Just for the rest of the season?
I don't think that their form is going to hold up to the rest of the season. I think, every team, every year, someone else is going to find a way to get pretty close to the top. I mean, besides 23 was just a Red Bull dominance the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think McLaren's going to hold. I think McLaren's going to be dominant the entire year, but I don't think they're going to be this dominant. I think someone's going to catch up eventually. It'll just probably take a second.
I also think
Mercedes.
Ferrari's getting better and better, right?
Yeah,
I think it's probably Ferrari more than Mercedes. Mercedes seem to be losing a little bit of form, but who knows?
I do think that also the issue of them worried about them colliding, I think they're more concerned about it in this scenario where, it was just how heightened everything was. Oscar was the most upset we've ever seen him.
Yep.
I've never seen Oscar emote this much. And this is Lando's home race. Lando has said this is his dream as an F1 driver is to win this race. So,
just a lot
those
of energy.
Those two colliding against each other is just a recipe for disaster.
It could be a thunderstorm, yeah.
Any other track, they're free to race. I'm not as concerned about them crashing. They're going to keep it clean. They're going to do their best. I'm less concerned. This scenario, I would be more concerned if I were McLaren.
What about Oscar's outlandish request at the end of the race, requesting that they swap spots? And kind of put the team in a spot, by being oh, well, if you think it wasn't right, then you should swap places.
I
don't know. That's a pretty wild thing to say to me. For me.
Yeah, I do not.
But he said it with emotion.
Yeah.
He was upset in the moment.
He's very clearly upset.
So you would think it's that, but I wonder if they have a conversation with him about
I don't know.
That, or just kind of let it lie.
I feel
sweep
like they
it under
should,
the rug.
No, I feel like they should. I mean, if it were my decision, I'd be like, no, that open communication, asking.
Sweeping
I think that's fine. I think any driver should be in their right to ask if that's going to happen. I think it's up to the team, obviously, and I think the team made the right decision. No, we're not going to swap you. Unfortunately, we're not going to tell you right now because it'll piss you off more, but it was your fault,
right?
That you put yourself in this position. We're not going to take Lando's home win away from him, even if it was, I don't know, like Canada. We're not going to take his win away from him.
Yep.
This is the position that you're in because of the actions that were made.
Yep.
I understand you're upset, but no, we're not going to do team orders just like we wouldn't do team orders normally anyway. So, but I don't fault him for asking.
Right.
He's driving an F1 car at the moment. He was leading the race and probably would have won the race if that didn't happen.
I mean, good chance he would have.
I do not blame him one bit for asking.
Yeah.
I think he's probably cooled down by now. I mean, it's been 2 days.
Yeah. For
and
sure.
I'm sure. I'm hoping he reflects on that and just gets better and better,
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wish I talked
you
to
game
him.
Game with him.
I wish I gamed with him.
Yeah.
I wish.
No, he does. He does. Yeah. He's being modest. All right. Kick Sauber. I mean, just go for it.
Yeah,
I mean, Hülkenberg.
This is my time to pop up. Yeah. I'm so stoked. I am beyond excited. I spent the entire race I was watching and I saw Nico early in the race, up in eighth or something, and I was like, What? And just watched him slowly climb up and up and up. And I was losing my mind. And next thing I knew, I'm sitting here, I'm we're looking at Nico in fourth position, we could be looking at a Nico podium. And I like messaged that to Joe because we were watching the race at the same time. We just weren't watching it together. And that was where Joe was like, oh, you're right. Holy cow. And like, it was insane. Like, that was another drive that I say was dominant. Absolutely absurd drive out of Nico. Best drive we've ever seen out of him. It was so good, so well deserved. And even he himself was saying that in his post-race interview, he's like, I was not expecting this. He's like, it has been a roller coaster of a weekend. He's like, I had a terrible day yesterday, placing almost dead last to end up on one of the best drives of my entire career. He's like, it has been a roller coaster of a weekend. And so it's super exciting. I went and bought a Kick Sauber hat. It's a Nico Hülkenberg hat. I just pulled the trigger. I was already thinking about it, and that was all the excuse I needed. So I'm super stoked, and this only makes me even more excited for Audi.
I mean, he didn't win. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Imagine.
The audacity.
Hey, question. Where does your Alpine driver end again?
A P6.
Oh, yeah, that's
which
right.
Which I'm very happy
about,
by the way.
Yeah, that's right. Only three positions lower than
only
him.
Three.
That's fine.
And where did he start on the grid again?
I don't care. Doesn't matter.
Yikes.
So actually,
remember that part where Nico overtook him? I do.
Gaston made two positions.
Excuse me. Speaking of overtaking.
Oh, sorry, I don't know what came over me.
Speaking of overtaking, yeah, you black out for a second.
I saw red.
Just crying. Multiple great drives from Nico throughout the season. Mm-hmm. Just to recap for some people that maybe just joining this season, Australian GP went from P17 to P7. Mm-hmm. Spanish GP, P15 to P5.
Yep.
Austrian GP, P20 to P9. British GP, P19 to
dude is really good at
dude's
racing.
Having a great season. Been super fun to watch. I can't imagine the emotion you would feel after that many career races and not getting that chance until then. And then people are like having an issue with the McLaren drivers, like not like going crazy with them. I think it's reading into it way too much, but
I can't expect Lando.
Like, do they know? Do either of those guys know that Nico's never scored points ever in his career?
But I mean, like,
I
mean, look into the context here, right?
Sorry, yeah,
Lando just won his home Grand Prix, something he's been dreaming of since he was a child.
100%.
Yep. Piastri's angry. He's just not going to be in a good mood.
Yeah, because he kind of who went up there for McLaren?
It was their technical director, I believe.
Yeah, because he was like getting shot in the face.
They always shoot their
No, I know.
Spray champagne.
No, he was like shooting him in the face.
They do that all the time.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seemed really a lot more direct.
Yeah, no. I definitely think people are reading too much into it. It's like, well, they weren't celebrating Nico. It's like, well, because they did something really cool for themselves too.
Yeah,
and it's really, and I'm sure they do acknowledge Nico had an amazing race, but McLaren also had an amazing race.
Yeah, for sure.
Pure dominance.
And that's, I promise that's not McLaren. I'm just, I'm so incredibly happy for Nico.
Kev, did you see the celebration? What did you think?
They seem a little on their own.
They definitely were on their own. Yeah, definitely. That's a great call. But
also, to be fair, I feel like Nico probably doesn't interact with those two super often. He's never raced with them.
There's
a huge
unlikely
age gap between the two of them. It's literally like...
I want to talk about that for a second after this, because there was a comment made that I thought was hilarious. But Nico had a generational drive.
Yeah.
It was insane. And I'm really happy you brought up previous races, because I didn't realize like the steps he'd been making for the team. And I think Bortoleto just needs a little more refinement, and he's probably not right there, but he's in the mix. So
yeah,
it was great driving. It was really, really fun to see a Kick Sauber that far up.
Yeah, dude, crazy.
Yeah.
After watching Kick Sauber last year,
literally do so badly.
Seeing them on the podium this year was not on my bucket list. No. I would have put Alpine on the podium before I put Kick Sauber.
Oh yeah,
on
me
podium.
Too. 100%.
So like,
yeah.
If we're done talking about Hülkenberg specifically, I'd like to ask a question of Kick in general.
Yes.
Go for it.
I think I ask this every single week with a single team. Does this momentum carry
to next week?
Yeah.
I keep on wanting to say no.
Yeah.
I keep on wanting to say no, but then they just keep on doing it.
They keep like finishing either in points or getting better, and now they're podium.
Right. I think
I don't think they're going to podium again this season.
I've noticed Nico seems poor on the one-lap pace, but he makes it up for his racecraft.
Right. And I feel like
Gabby seems to be faster in quality.
Yeah, Gabby does seem to be faster in quality. I think there
needs a refinement in experience.
I think if I remember correctly, they're 6-6 right now, actually.
Yeah.
I think they're 6-6 in qualifying. So, I think he definitely needs to work on his one pace. I feel like he was the same way in Haas too. He was struggling with his one pace, but he's just super good on track. His racecraft is so good.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we see the Kick continue to do better. I know they made some small upgrades to their car. Was really all they were doing. They haven't had any major upgrades because Kick Sauber has been focused on Audi. That's their big focus right now. So they've made some small adjustments, fixed their pit stops, and that's basically all they've done. And everything else is just kind of coming together. So, I mean, maybe it does keep up. I don't think we see them on the podium again. But
yeah.
Another top five? Can Hülkenberg sneak
maybe.
Another top
Honestly,
five in
I
there?
Honestly, I could see him sneak another
really
fifth
put
in
it,
there.
We can't really, put it past him right
this
now.
This is his second one in the last four races. So,
yeah.
He went 15 to fifth, you said,
Just pure dominance. I mean, you're right. Pure dominance from Hülkenberg and a Kick Sauber. It
the
just
math
blows
doesn't
my mind
add
to say
up,
that.
Right. Yeah. The math does not add up for him to be in fifth, but he's been doing it.
He's been doing it. Yeah. I feel the same way. I don't know. Do we ask him the question that I asked you?
Oh, yeah, actually, I would like that.
Yeah. So I brought up, and he disagrees with me on this. I believe that in this race, I think Nico drove the best race out of anybody on the track.
And I refuted that while he did drive an incredible race, and maybe even the best race, I think I can't in good conscience say it was the best race because Lando had pretty much a flawless race as well, right?
I think that's our argument because I also think Lando probably drove the second best.
If we're taking the cars,
I'm not saying Lando did the best,
but still,
I'm saying
going
neither of them.
From P19 to podium is wild too in a Kick. Again, but trying to take the cars out of it, that's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
I'm not
giving... Who got driver of the day?
Nico.
Nico resoundingly.
Yeah.
It was 40%. I think it was... Yeah. It was 40-something percent.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm not giving it to either Lando or Nico. I'm just saying I'd probably need to...
Giving it to Oscar.
I'd need to watch... Absolutely. Yeah. I'd need to watch Oscar. Every single driver's
he
perspective,
loves,
I think.
Oscar.
My big argument as to, because I also think that Lando drove basically a flawless race, and so the only thing that, puts Nico Hülkenberg ahead for me is the fact that all Lando did was just drive clean. And that was it. Second place he got gifted because Max spun out. First place he got gifted because Oscar had a penalty. And then he just kept it clean, which is, great. That's all, you can't ask for more out of your driver, right? Versus Nico also drove incredibly clean all race, but had to fight through the field the entire way. He had to overtake better cars than his. And then he had to defend against better cars, including against a driver like Lewis Hamilton, who the lap that Nico overtook Lance Stroll, two corners later, Hamilton overtook Stroll. So Hamilton was right on his tail, but Nico was still able to keep him behind.
And Hamilton was not right on Nico's tail.
It was over
him.
A second.
Towards the end, he couldn't catch him.
And then Lando did overtake Max legitimately, then lost the place in the pit stop, and then got gifted it once he spun. So he did overtake
him
once.
I don't
once.
Remember him overtaking
yeah.
Max. Okay,
he did
fair.
Overtake him once.
Fair. That was an overtake.
Yeah, besides he spun after he overtook him,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Okay. He overtook
Max
him, and then
P2
Max got the... Yeah, Max got the place back through pit stop shenanigans.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Lando had an overtake, and aside from that, got the rest of his positions through... gifting, and he just drove a really clean race.
The rest of his positions being two.
Right, yeah. As opposed to Nico Hülkenberg, who, was effectively gifted
but
a handful of positions due to the
DNFs.
Front run. Well, he was ahead of most of those drivers before they DNF'd. He was gifted positions from drivers in front of him being on slicks when they should have been on inters, when he was on inters, and so he got a huge advantage from that. And I will give that... as an argument of that's not the most impressive thing, but he still did overtake two Ferraris, the Williams, which are outperforming him. And I think the Haases were on slicks, but he overtook better cars and Mercedes. He overtook both Mercedes.
Hmm.
And this was, he had overtaken Kimi Antonelli prior to Kimi getting crashed.
My only argument for Lando is, like, you can't fault the guy for running a good race. You know what I mean? Like, he got handed some stuff, for sure, but, like, took full advantage of what was given to him, and definitely, so it's, I can definitely see both sides, for sure.
See, my thing is, like, they both drove a flawless race, except Nico just had to do more for his flawless race to give him more.
I would agree that one was drastically different. It was a different race.
Yeah.
But it was still flawless, you know.
I think both were flawless, but, like, I just think Nico did more.
For sure. Joe, I'm about to move on, TED Talk. But yeah, I know you were looking up some stuff.
No.
About to pop off real quick.
Okay. No. Him and I have already had our
dispute. They were just swinging on each other before
we
hit record.
I'm happy with my point.
Kev had to break them up. It was pretty wild. Anyway. So now, I guess, Red Bull. No, I'm sorry. Ferrari. We mentioned them real quick. Hamilton finishing P4. Having a great race at Silverstone, to be expected. But actually, at the end, he really couldn't catch the kick, which is still crazy to
second
to
time this season.
Couldn't catch the kick.
This is the second time this season that he couldn't catch Nico Hülkenberg.
And then Charles, just real crappy. Crappy weekend in general, tough. But just real crappy. Really hard on himself, too, the last 2 weeks. Like, extremely, like, beating himself up hard. So hopefully this little break in July and then summer break in August does Charles some good.
What's funny is,
go back to Monaco and sit on a yacht for a little bit.
Yeah.
Just do nothing.
What's funny, I don't know if you've heard, my mom has gotten into starting to watch some of the races. Yeah. Like, she'll watch it at, like, whatever. And she's become, like, a big Charles Leclerc fan. Makes sense. Mom, I assume you're going to watch this. You know, this makes sense. But, like, yeah, it's just so funny because, like, she texted me. She's like, oh, Charles is doing so poorly. I was funny. Like, oh, you know, sorry.
I forgot. That's right. That she likes Charles.
Yeah. That's...
Who doesn't?
I mean, he's good. We like Charles.
I mean, yeah he's good.
He's okay.
I don't know. I still, one of the greatest moments for sure in my short F1 watching lifespan is Charles winning at Monaco. Will always
that was
forever
amazing.
Be one of the greatest things definitely. I've ever seen. But yeah, Ferrari. Ferrari fans message like the Facebook page or something, or put comment on YouTube or something. Like, let's get your, we want to know your opinions as a Ferrari fan, you know, or any of you other fans out there. But definitely Ferrari, we've got to hear from you, because none of us are Ferrari fans. So, like, yeah. Anyway, who's next? Verstappen. Yeah. Well, Verstappen.
The Verstappen Bulls?
Sonoda's kind of like just
tough.
You know,
I think he was another one.
You know, you go
that...
get a Big Mac with fries. Sonoda's the fries right now. You know what I mean? Think... Like, he's not what you're excited about.
I think Sonoda was another one of those ones that started on slicks, right?
You know what? I have that list actually.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I thought.
I know Leclerc was.
It was
Leclerc and George.
Slow Pinto, and then stayed there. George Russell, yeah. Charles Leclerc, Hadjar, and Bortoleto.
Okay. Oh. I stand corrected. So, yeah, realistically, probably should have done better.
I mean, that's the AI overview anyway.
Sure, that's
via
fine.
Via Google. But
that's fine. That's
probably close
right.
enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He
we're official.
Probably should have done better, but...
Sponsored by Google.
Oh, my gosh.
Not yet, but hey, Google.
He probably should have done better, but, you know, car's bad. Track conditions are tricky. Like,
car was really bad this weekend.
Unless you're Max Verstappen.
Nah, car was even bad.
Wait,
for
who
him.
Are we talking about? Oh yeah, Red Bull.
I mean, he was running up front, you know. So
he was running up front, but he was not holding it. Like, it was. I mean, he's Max Verstappen. He got down to 10th and he made it back up to 5th, which is still crazy. And
he was fighting that car hard.
Yeah, the interviewer was like that was a pretty good recovery. And he was like, yeah, but I was struggling so much. It was such I had literally no pace. And I was watching. I was like, brother, you made 5th.
Yeah,
I can't remember what turn it was, but he was always sideways like the whole race. Yeah. He was consistently sideways, and I was gonna figure out what turn that was, but I can't remember.
Yeah, so Red Bull, I can't remember if it was for both cars. But definitely for Max, they brought a slimmer wing. I don't think they realized how wet it was going to be. I think he even said in his interviews, like, the forecast, they were just not expecting it. So he brought a slimmer wing, and it really, really caused them to struggle in the corners.
Yep.
Well, I hope they keep the same wing for the next race. Just no. Try it in dry condition.
In terms, no, I mean, well, Spa has a couple of. I'm trying to remember what kind of setup Spa needs. Does it need a lower wing or a higher wing setup? Because there are some crazy corners, but there are also some crazy straights.
It needs
there
a
are
max
some
pretty Verstappen crazy setup. Straights.
I think it probably needs more of a balanced setup, maybe. I'm not sure.
I think we'll find out next
no,
week.
I think it actually does need a more slip.
We'll find out next week before we do our preview show.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Next week's our time trials.
That's true.
Oh, boy.
That's true.
We should do Spa as one of them.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, no.
Well, I mean,
he looks at me. Oh, no.
I mean, I could do Spa.
I'll be in the gravel.
I don't know if I'll complete
I like
all
Spa.
That. We'll see. I've been practicing, though.
Good.
So I don't look like a complete fool. I will get third out of the three of us. I plan on getting third out of the three of us.
You'll come in first when I crash out Joe.
Perfect. Yes. Okay. I like this idea. All right. Move on.
I like this idea.
All right. Yeah. Yuki, just again, rough. Joe put in here. Yuki with another weekend to forget. Couldn't have been said better. Alpine. Yes.
Look at that.
Pierre. I like your note in here, Joe. That's actually kind of funny. Gasly reported with a broken back after carrying the entire team on his shoulders. couldn't be more true. I mean, he continues to prove that week in and week out for Alpine. There are a couple times he is in the back of the pack, but usually Cole Pindle's right there with him as well. Cole Pindle didn't even get out of the pits this week. Not quite his fault, per se.
No, not his fault. But it
ended up being
a
driveline issue is what it was. That's all I could find, driveline issue.
Okay.
For whatever it's worth, too, because we were talking about like best drives of the day, Pierre was up there too for me.
Had a great day. He was up there all day too. Him and Hülkenberg too were both up there all day.
Fabulous drive out of him. I can't say anything negative about him. His overtake on Lance.
Don't talk about him. Don't talk about him. No.
I'm giving him his flowers.
Nope. I don't even want you to.
Okay,
give
fine.
Him his
I don't
want to
talk about Alpine anyways.
You guys both had your chance to give him flowers before, and you didn't.
Before what?
When you wanted to talk about Alpine before, and you didn't.
Well, what are you talking about?
When I wasn't here.
But Alpine was. Oh.
What are you talking
Alpine
about?
Was
I don't even know what you're talking about right now.
Nope. It's fine.
Who's Alpine?
I have no idea.
I've never heard of this team before.
Good. Move on.
some kind of Renault engine?
Actually, no. While we're on Alpine, though, I am kind of curious about how you feel about all these...
Colapinto?
All these rumors about Valtteri and whatnot.
Again, this race is tough. I don't really count this against Colapinto. Not his fault.
Right.
But had another rough few practices leading up. He pretty much gets in the car and it's rough right now. Right. So it's, I mean, at the moment, Alpine's not catching nobody.
Right.
Good chance they won't catch Haas either. I mean, even though Haas didn't finish in points this week either.
God, Haas is down to ninth.
But I know. Yeah, right. I don't know. Unless Gasly can have a couple P5s or better, I don't see it getting any better for Alpine, so why not? Throw Bottas in there, whatever. And if he does well enough, well, geez, does he just get the seat for 2026?
God, I hope not.
Why?
Because I would rather see him in a Cadillac.
Oh, fair enough. That's fair. I'll still be an Alpine fan, even when Cadillac comes to the grill.
That's good. I appreciate
I'll be
that.
A Cadillac fan, but I'll still be... I mean,
I'll still be a Haas
I'll be Alpine until Gasly leaves. If he retires Alpine, I'll just be Alpine forever. Oh. But if he leaves Alpine, depending on who else is there, I might just kick them to the curb.
Interesting.
I'm loyal to Gasly, not necessarily Alpine.
Okay, that's fair.
But if they bring in a second driver, that's awesome, and they can, you know, come out of the gate swinging next year, that'd be great. That would get me to buy another hat. You know,
I wouldn't hold your breath.
Yep, I'm not. That's why I'm buying a Mercedes hat.
Yeah, nice.
Anyway. No,
speaking of Mercedes,
still be Alpine. Yeah, I mean, screw it.
Or, I think
well,
next
actually,
oh, actually,
actually Aston's next.
Yeah. It is Aston next, huh? Yeah,
Stroll.
Actually, Stroll like
Lancelot Stroll.
Okay, no, hold on. I'm gonna start on Fernando because I need to talk about Stroll. Fernando, good race. Like he struggled with strategy, but aside from that, he recovered really well. Put himself back into some points, like. Keeping his point record going. He's continuously making points every weekend. This is what he needs to see, so that's good.
He's 12th in driver standings.
Alonso is 14th. You're looking at Stroll.
Oh, I'm talking about Stroll. My bad. Sorry.
But now Stroll...
Which is crazy, by the way. Sorry, that's... my bad.
Stroll... had a good drive. He's really good in these conditions. He's like mixed conditions, right? He had a good drive. He had perfect strategy handed to him. Strategy could not be better. He was running in the top three for a good portion of the race and then just fell off at the end. The Aston really struggles with tire degradation. That's fine. That's kind of expected.
Yeah, Gasly passed him really easily at the end.
Super handily.
Shouldn't have been that easy.
Yeah. So he really, really fell off. And I think part of that reason is because he was fighting way too hard to try and keep Nico behind him when really Nico wasn't trying that hard to get past him. So, like, he should have just given up third and just tried to conserve his tires. Maybe he could have held sixth. But, like, my problem is they didn't air it on the actual race, but after he crossed the line, his engineer came online and was like, great race, that was a great job, it was an awesome showing, da 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 da. And he immediately cracked back saying, like, no, that was awful, this was terrible, this was an awful race for me. And then when he went to the news pen, he was complaining about the car and how this is the worst car he's ever driven. And I'm like, dude, you were in third. What are you talking about?
Yeah, for a minute, too.
This is like one of the best drives I've seen out of you. And, like, sure, you fell back, but, like,
yeah, right here in this part of the race, this is like lap 14 in the pure downpour, and he's sitting at fourth right now.
Exactly, yeah. So I'm like, you should not be crying and whining and, like, lashing out to your engineer right now. You should be feeling good. You scored points. It was a good showing. Like you should be proud of yourself and the team right now. And he just is making Aston look bad, per usual. Mm. So,
are you saying that you want Stroll out of Aston?
I can't even say with a straight
face.
Breaking
news. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Take my hat off.
I tried. Oh, well. All right. Actually, you might as well just talk about Haas now.
No.
Just stay with him.
No.
Why not?
Because it's Williams first.
No. Joey's got to talk about Williams.
Oh, you're right. It is Williams first.
I'm
kind of
bummed
sorry,
you didn't wear
Joe.
Your Williams hat.
Joe.
Where my Williams hat?
You scored
McLaren
points.
1-2.
God,
what?
You should do that. Woo! That would
if
be
that's
hilarious.
The case, you're never going to wear your Williams hat.
No, I mean, if Williams have a good race, that's a McLaren 1-2. I have to wear a McLaren hat.
We'll just solve it. Just come back from break wearing an Alpine hat.
No. Wow. I'm not going to buy an Alpine hat.
What a waste
right
of money.
Crazy. When and why did Sainz retire? Sainz.
I don't know. Technical problem, I'd have to assume. I don't even remember him retiring, honestly.
I don't either.
I remember him racing against Max at one point. Because, oh my gosh, there was a comment that the commentators made after Max spun out and came back in. And they're like, and Max Verstappen is in a Williams sandwich.
The AI says, Carlos Sainz left the British GP in 2025 after a late collision dropped him from points, leaving him frustrated and fed up.
It was the collision with Yuki. It was Yuki's penalty collision.
Oh, and Yuki got that 10 second,
sucks.
Right?
Yes.
For that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Williams was a broken car. I don't think either driver loved driving it. No. Albon just scraping some points, getting some, and then calling it a day. Eighth is really, I think, what they can hope for. Obviously, they want both cars to finish, but...
And I think both cars can still finish in points.
Yeah.
Kind of like an Aston thing, 9-7 type deal.
Oh, yeah, both cars can. They just need to...
finish a race.
Yep. Yep. Okay, now we can
go to
Haas.
That's it for Williams? Okay.
Yep. That was
Haas.
It. Yeah, I mean...
Technically, Mercedes is next, but...
Can all go to Mercedes, then. That's fine. I have
nah,
no,
they
oh,
can wait.
Oh, okay.
Go for it, jeez.
Mercedes had... Okay, they did their old-timey hat thing. It was very funny to watch Toto get so angry in those old-timey hats.
I love it, dude.
Yeah. I remember on DTS specifically, they were wearing their old-timey garb, and they did horrible that weekend.
Yeah.
And they brought it back this year, and they did horrible again.
I bet you Mercedes never does it again. They're like, we can't. It's cursed.
Yeah, they were all like in their orange to celebrate their historic orange car, whatever it is. Yeah, it was fun. I don't have anything else from Mercedes. Russell had a bad strategy and therefore got a bad place.
I saw a comment on a video I was watching where it's like amidst all of the drama about George Russell potentially not re-signing with Mercedes and does Max maybe
so
go to Mercedes?
Right,
and they're like, and Mercedes and the most genius thing they could have done amidst all this drama is put orange on their car. Like, oh, that was so funny.
Yep.
Anyways, Haas. Yeah, I'll keep it too sweet too. It was a showing. It was the race of all time. They both stayed on track, which is better than other teams, I suppose.
Behrman was the only rookie to stay on the track, right?
Behrman was the only rookie to finish.
Specifically not DNF. They went off track a couple times.
Sometimes together. Yeah.
In a beautiful spin. One that rivals the Nutcracker itself. I did want to mention Behrman, his home race. He had an excellent qualifier.
Oh my God.
He got into Q3. He was very quick.
Yeah.
But it was all ruined by a very stupid mistake he made in FP3. And he got on the radio right away. He was like, that was so stupid. I can't believe I did that. Mm-hmm. Immediately handed a 10 place grid penalty for, as he was going into the pit lane, he was taking too much speed, hit the brakes too hard, spun and hit the pit lane wall. And that was during a red flag already. So, yeah, I think Behrman could have gotten some actual points. I think he could have done it.
I understand why that penalty came down. It leaves a bad taste in my mouth. It might just be Haas bias. I don't know. I don't think so.
You don't think it was deserved?
I don't think it was deserved. It's like how was like what was unsafe to anyone but Ollie in that situation?
Verstappen was right behind him.
Was he?
He was like, I think he technically kind of. I mean, he was going really fast to the pit lane during a red flag, and then spun because he tried stopping too hard. I mean, he was basically doing what Piastri did during the safety car restart. Right. If you think about it,
okay.
And to Max behind him.
Okay, that's funny. Poor Max.
Max was fine. Max laughed. He was like, "What the heck? That was weird." Like on radio, he was just bewildered by it. It was a stupid mistake. It was a red flag infringement.
Yeah.
I mean, we could go back and forth on if it was too harsh or not. Maybe it was too harsh, but if I'm going with the line of, like, they're going to keep consistent with their penalties, then he takes a 10-second, you know?
You might need to give me the hat for this.
Carlos finished 12th, by the way. He did not.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think he DNF.
He didn't DNF.
That's my bad.
No, yeah. But I just looked it up, and it said he did, too. But now I'm looking up standings, and I didn't trust ESPN. For good reasons.
Good reasons, yeah.
And so I went and checked again, and no, I'm seeing somewhere else too that he did actually finish P12.
I just had to get that out real quick
because I was like bugged for a second. I was like, this is wrong.
Did he? I completely missed it. That's my bad. You're right. He was totally in 12th. Yeah. Okay, where did I get that he DNF'd? I don't know.
But he did get in that crash and he dropped. He must have climbed back up. I don't know. I'm blanking. But anyway, sorry.
Yeah.
What
are
we talking about here?
If it was dry. If the track was dry, oh jeez, that was so aggressive. Yeah, we gotta break the hat.
We got summer break. Yeah, we gotta put it back together.
If it were dry, right? We saw the crazy pace that Ollie had. Well, you're gonna hear the take first. God. We saw the crazy pace that Ollie had in like qualifying, like making it to Q3 pretty handily at that. The Haas is really bad in the rain. If it were dry, like. I think Ollie gets as high as 6th.
No, I don't think that's too crazy. I think it's a lot. I mean,
seeing how fast he was in quali, how comfortable he is on this track, like if it wasn't raining, if it were dry, because like this Haas is just undrivable in the rain, and it's always been bad in the rain. Like if it were dry, we could have seen, and we see him very consistently as the driver who has the most positions gained, right? And this is now his potentially best track.
Yeah,
I think there's a very real chance we see him race up to a decent point position.
Yeah, so P7.
That's on the low side, I feel.
Okay, let me pitch this to you, though. If it's not raining for him, it's not raining for other drivers, too, which means that they're not making those bad strategy calls, which means they're not dropping so far back. I think he's fighting a lot more, and because of that, I think he's probably getting, 9th or 10th.
Okay.
But hopefully still points. I would be cool. You're right, though. He did really well during qualifying.
He was really good.
He was really fast during qualifying. I would like to see him up there more, but, I mean, so many drivers got caught up by the rain. I mean, I'd go as far as to say, and I don't know if you guys agree with me, this, if it wasn't raining and the strategies didn't happen, Nico wasn't going to get third. I think
you're
that,
right. Yeah. You're
so
right.
I have to say that Behrman probably would have. I think he would have gotten points. I just think they wouldn't have been sixth. I'd say 7th to 10th probably. It's a little more realistic.
Well, it's a good thing I'm wearing the hat.
Yeah. Okay, but it wasn't that bad of a take. You can put on your
hat. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Just remember what you
want. Let's see, real quick. The only other team we got to talk about, we don't really need to talk about, Racing Bulls. That was indeed a double DNF.
It was. I do feel bad, like the Liam thing we were watching before the pod started, and yeah, that was just classic Liam Lawson, just rookie mistake. The Isaac Hadjar, I feel really bad for him because, like, watching his onboard, man, it was nothing but spray, and then he was in the back of Kimi. Like, yeah. there was no time to react to that. And even if he did react to it, like, he's in the wet. What is he going to do? He's going to hydroplane and run into the back of Kimi. It's tough. So, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is for the Rising Bulls. Yeah, that pretty much wraps up the recap. Joe, what do you have for comm callouts? I only have one. It's not really a comm.
I only have one as well, but it's probably, it's so short and simple, but the context is so funny. So on lap 8, Russell says, "It's raining, brilliant," while he's on slicks. That was it. It's raining, brilliant. Perfect. Awesome. Such a good
comm. I laughed at that, too. That was pretty funny.
My only one was one of the commentators was talking about Gasly. Of course, this is the one I catch. just like last week where it's like taking candy from a baby or whatever. But this one, he called Gasly another Red Bull reject looking like the real deal these days.
Yeah, I saw that. I was actively laughing out loud at that. That was so funny, dude.
That's crazy.
Oh, that was so good.
Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah.
Also, shout out to Fernando Alonso being frustrated when the strategy wasn't working like halfway through the race. And he got on. He's like, seriously, you guys just can't get it right for me. I swear.
Who said this?
Fernando.
Oh, okay.
Like,
there was another George Russell one where I think they were asking about his tires. I think this had to be later in the race. This might have been when he spun on like lap 41 or whatever. But he, they're thinking about what tires to run, and Russell's like, depends how brave you want to be. We're running P7. And they responded, brave, but not suicidal. We're still looking.
Also, I just saw on your thing there that spin. I think it was Russell where he was going through Maggots and Beckett's, and he like did the full like spin, and then got going straight again, and then just went through the grass the rest of the way through Maggots and Beckett's. And I was like, oh, we're playing Mario Kart now.
Yeah.
I'm like, but this is a Mario Kart shortcut.
That was when he just took on slicks.
Yeah.
And it was so funny because they just told him not suicidal. And then, he went off like a helicopter, bro. It was crazy.
Well, we kind of got a little break between this show and the next show.
A little bit, yeah.
We're going to be trying to run some time trials on F125, and hopefully we can share that with you. That's the part that we're also trialing, is to be able to share that with you. Excuse me. That is the goal. Otherwise, we're not back until... That's the 22nd? Is that when we're recording?
That'll be when we're recording. We're pretty good about... Kev's pretty good about getting it out almost same day. Kev is pretty good about getting it same night, so... Possibly the 22nd, maybe if not the 23rd.
Maybe the 23rd, yeah, for sure. Any quick thoughts?
We got these printed out. Oh, you know what? Bring up our standings?
You know what? Yeah.
Let's do that, and let's also bring up our
standings. Yeah, I'll bring those up. Don't worry about it.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my friend. It's looking bad for both of us, but it's looking a little better for me.
Shut up.
Just a little
better. Just slightly. I mean, is there much to talk about in driver team standings? I mean, obviously, there's the battle is Piastri and Lando. That's going to come down to it.
Yep. There was a couple things I wanted to state. The points between the bottom teams so much closer than last season, where we had kick below 10 points for the entirety of the season, and now the lowest is 19, which is very good.
Yeah.
So that was, it's really nice to see bottom teams doing so well.
Mm-hmm.
Hulkenberg jumping to 9th with 37 points. He's in the top 10 currently. Do we have top 10 predictions?
Hulkenberg with 37 points. That's great. Yeah, we do.
We do have top 10 predictions? Yeah. Hulkenberg's not in any of ours.
It's hilarious.
Oh, no. We have top 5.
Okay. He's not up there either.
I got my whole 20 still saved.
Williams is still in 5th. somehow, okay, Sauber's now in sixth with 41 points, followed by Racing Bulls and Aston Martin tied at 36. Haas is getting closer and closer to, I think I put Haas in ninth, didn't I?
He did, yeah.
And I put Kick in last.
I think we all put Kick in last.
Yeah.
I also had Haas and Kick, 9 and 10.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah. Haas is unfortunate. I mean, they're not super far from Aston, and Aston's not having a good run. I'm trying to think if there's
Haas
anything.
Haas hasn't even been that bad this year. It's
no.
It and especially still, like one race, as we saw for Kick, can completely change that bottom half of the standings.
Russell is weirdly close to Verstappen.
I know. That's crazy.
And Leclerc is a little further away, but right up there with Hamilton. And then Antonelli is seventh, which is all things considered pretty good.
Highest of the rookies.
Yep.
Kind of right about where I was kind of expecting him, I think.
Wow, a lot higher than any rookies. 22 points higher than any rookie.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, he's in a Mercedes. I expect no less. If he wasn't that much higher than the rest of the rookies, I would be
and
talking
Hadjar's
down on
a
him.
Solid.
Hadjar's a solid 21, which is better, which is the second best of all the rookies. I would say he's
third,
the best of the rest for
third
sure.
Third is Liam at 12.
Yep. I put
like Hadjar. Interesting.
I put Kimi.
Hadjar and Liam might lose a job. Lose his job.
It's possible. You
know? I put Kimi at 8th in my predictions.
Oh, he's pretty close.
So that was pretty close. I also had crazy. I had Esteban in 9th. He's in 10th. George in 6th, he's in 4th. That wow. I put Lewis Hamilton in 4th. That didn't age very well.
And then 2 of the 3 Alpines with 0 points. Okay.
I thought Gabriel Bortoleto wasn't going to score any points this season.
To be fair, I didn't either.
He had a crazy good race last weekend.
And it's still only the two Alpine drivers that have yet to score.
I also put Isaac Hadjar in 18th. I was not feeling the hype for him going into the season. Boy, was I wrong.
I did not expect him to have more points than Yuki Tsunoda on the season. At any point in the season.
To his defense, he got to stay in the V car.
True.
The better car.
Let's see. Our points. We'll start with Mike.
Hello.
He picked Oscar, George, Max in that order for Silverstone. He got one point.
This close. For so long during the race, I was slotted to get 6 points. And by so long, I mean like 18 laps. But that's beside the point.
He got sucked into
that. Was
how
George
you start the
anywhere
race,
near the top?
Finish.
Wait, I thought I said Oscar, Lando, Max.
You said Oscar
George,
Max.
Oh, I did Oscar. Oh.
You both took George.
Well, you know what?
It's crazy that you didn't you didn't put Lando in there.
Yeah. Well, no, because remember I was saying I was going to have Lando to win, and then I decided to change it to Oscar because I was like, I won't be different from you.
Gotcha.
Because I did think Lando was probably going to win this race.
He did say that. He wanted to be different. That's why he changed it.
See?
Wah, wah. You got to do it for the sake of the standings next time.
Hey, you know what? Content.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Sorry.
Second place. No, that was weird. His inner demon came out.
Yeah. Joe picking Lando, Lewis. Oh, I'm sorry. Mike got 1 point from those picks. So Mike is now at 28 points on the season. Joe going with Lando, Lewis, and George. All British podium.
The dream is dead.
Dream is dead. Joe got 2 points. Moves to 29 points. One ahead of Mike.
Carson!
Smelty, that's me. I went Lando, allegedly. Oscar, Lewis. So in that order, I picked Lando and Oscar were getting me the 4 points, and Lewis coming up short at 4. P4.
Ugh.
Moves me to 33 points. Almost my second 6 of the season.
Do you remember what I said when we were picking predictions? I was like, I'm going to put Lewis in second because I actually think Oscar's going to get second, but I think Russell's more likely to get third, and so that's why I'm doing it in that order.
Mm. But if Oscar was more likely to get second.
I was like, I knew Oscar. I not knew, but I was like, Oscar, I think, is probably actually going to get second. But I want to put George in the place. I think George is going to get
no
third.
No matter what was going
to
be
so
third.
I wanted to get 4 points, and then Lewis was just a wild card for me, essentially.
That whole episode, I was going to pick George in P3 as well.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, but I don't know. Obviously, it didn't matter because I went with Lewis, and that wasn't it either.
Like I said, I did it for the dream. Dream's dead.
Dream's dead. Dreamstead.
Man, I should have known better. I should have put Nico Hülkenberg in third.
Yeah, I should have known.
Yeah, that was on me.
We got plenty of races left, plenty of more picks to come. never know what's still going to happen in our... Joe's only 4 points back and Mike's within five. Any could get a six.
It's true.
You had six going during the race, so...
It was close. Like 18 laps.
Have you had a six yet this year?
No, I've had plenty of fours, I think.
Yeah,
I've had
you have had a lot of fours, yeah.
I think I'm like usually like I'm not scoring basically anything or I'm getting four. I think has been my trend. I'm getting like either one or four.
No, that's not true.
No?
Have any of
you've only got one four.
Zero?
Oh, have I? Oh, okay.
No, you've gotten two fours. None of us have gotten zero? That's pretty impressive, actually. I got a couple zeros last season.
So we know
we're all voting on McLaren. So, you know that.
You got 2-2-3-2-4-4-3-1-3-1-2-1. Oh. Recently, you've been on the backswing.
Your buttons recently is what he's saying.
Wow. That's crazy.
No, you've hit every single point possible. Actually, no, we none of us have gotten five.
Yeah, there's no fives.
And only
no
one
fives.
Of us have gotten six.
Mm. Yeah. I'll change that next week.
But that's six.
But it can't get five. What am I thinking? That's impossible.
No, you can't.
You'd have to get two perfect in the next one.
Yeah. You can't get five. It's either four or six. He's right. You can't get five.
Oh, that's valid. Now that I'm thinking about
math. So every single score possible. And that's with the boys. Us just.
I swear we all graduated, I promise.
I know. As soon as you said it, I was like, dang, yeah, you're right. How can you get five? I couldn't. And then I started moving it around.
With the shapes and the equations going in you.
All right, we got to get out of here. All right, next show, not for, what, 2 weeks,
two weeks.
We established. We're going to run some time trials in F125. Look for that, hopefully, to be released sometime by end of next week or something like that of the sort, if we can figure out technology. Mike, thanks for being here, of course, as always, one of our co-hosts.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. You hit that good. Nice. Joe, you can... You can call mom. I was just about to say, might as well get your mom on the horn.
Oh, she's been waiting outside for the past 40 minutes.
Yeah, well, we got to go. This is supposed to be a short one.
Her and the police are outside.
Kev, as always, getting it done behind the...
Thank you, Kev.
The cameras and the microphones and the cables and the... Okay, yep. And then don't forget to like, comment, subscribe wherever you listen to the banter, whether that's YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, or iHeartRadio. And we will see you in a few weeks.
Now that's an
Do
intro.
I say stay fast?
Now that's, oh, I said that's an intro. Now that's an outro.
Now that was an outro.
Now that's an outro. Stay fast.
Get out of here.
Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe. Tune in next time for more Banter with the Boys.